Alright, so this morning we're going to be reading through the rest of the text of the 8th Iker and get somewhat of a summary conclusion. We're going to be discussing the topic titled The Secrets of Torah. It's going to be very difficult to do a full treatment of this topic in the Rambam's approach in one class, but we'll try to get a little bit of an overview. But before we start, I just wanted to just add one thing onto last week's discussion. It was something that I saw, just happened to see this past week in the Maharal. Probably, if I had seen it before, it wouldn't have made it into the class, but I just happened to see it this past week, and it was very relevant to what we discussed last week. So I just wanted to add it on. We discussed last week the synthesis and the interdependence between the written Torah and the oral Torah, the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebaalpeh, and that the Rambam, despite the fact that in other things he's willing to split things that are conceptually related and maybe even one is a consequence of the other, willing to split them into two principles, but by Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, he puts them into one ikar, into one principle, because they're so interdependent and so interconnected. So we were discussing last week this idea that the Torah Shebichtav is, in a certain sense, in a certain sense, impotent without the Torah Shebaalpeh. You have the Torah Shebichtav, the way the Rambam says it, that the person could interpret it to mean whatever he wants. He'll whatever his agenda is, he'll be able to find a way to twist the words to mean whatever he wants, and therefore the Torah Shebichtav remains, you know, unusable, unenforceable, and to a large degree meaningless without the Torah Shebaalpeh. So the Maharal, the Maharal is describing Gemara. The Gemara says that talking about different opinions of what the qualification of an Am Haaretz is, what it means that who qualifies as an Am Haaretz. And the last opinion says that someone is an Am Haaretz is someone who was Kara Vashana Veloshi Mesh Talmidei Chachamim, someone who has learned Torah Shebichtav, learned Torah Shebaalpeh, but was never Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, he's an Am Haaretz. Says, and then the Gemara says, someone who was Kara Veloshana, someone who has read in Torah Shebichtav, Veloshana, but he never taught, he never learned, meaning he never got Torah Shebaalpeh, Harei Zebur. He's a boor. So the Maharal says, what does that mean? Ki habur nikra shu chaser, v'zehu chaser lagamrei. A boor is someone who's lacking something, and this person is completely lacking. The Maharal, this is from Nesiv HaTorah, earlier in Nesiv HaTorah, is pointed that the word boor is like a sadeh boor. A sadeh boor is a field which has not been plowed or planted. It's an undeveloped field. So that this person, a boor is nikra shu chaser, is someone who's lacking. Ki lamad hamikra, he learned mikra, he learned the verses, velo lamad hamishnah, and he didn't learn the mishnah. Vaharehu chaser hamishnah, he's lacking the mishnah. Vehu kemo sadeh bur shechaser mimenu atbua, he's like a sadeh bur, he's like an unplowed field, or an undeveloped field, which is lacking in the tvua, it doesn't produce any crops. The Yeshal Chalavin Dvarim Elam Od says this is very important to understand. The idea, I think, is the same point that we were discussing last week, that the Torah Shebichtav is Kol HaTorah Kula in potential. It's, you know, the fertile ground for the Torah Shebaalpeh to be drawn out of. But the Torah Shebaalpeh is what makes the Torah actionable. What makes the Torah something which is an operating print with something that can be put into practice. The Torah Shebichtav, when left alone, field itself contains all of the Torah, all of Halakha, all of Jewish thought, everything. But without the Torah Shebaalpeh, it's not brought out. It remains there just in potential, and it's unappliable, and therefore it remains something which if a person doesn't have, it doesn't accept, doesn't have access to Torah Shebaalpeh, then the Torah remains something that they're not really bound to, and that's something that they're not really connected to without the Torah Shebaalpeh. All right, that's really connected to last week. I just wanted to throw that on. So now, moving on to this week's topic, the Rambam writes Continuing on, in the eighth principle, so we're just going to read the big chunk of it here, underlined. So the Rambam said that that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah in its entirety from Hashem. It's he was like a scribe that you just tell him what to write and he writes it. V'hu kosev kula, says the Rambam, and he wrote the entire thing. Ta'aricheha v'sipureha u'mitzvoseha, the dates and the stories and the mitzvos. V'kach nikra mechokek. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is called the engraver. He was the one who engraved the Torah. Hashem told him what to write. The entire thing, everything was dictated. He was told what to write, and he wrote it. V'ein hevdel bein u'b'necham kush u'mitzrayim u'put u'kanan. There's no difference between the verse which says that the sons of Ham were Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. V'shem ishto mehat nehetav el bas matred, and the wife of one of the kings of Amori kings, I think, his wife's name was Mehatavel. There's no difference between those psukim, which are telling us, you know, the name of some non-Jewish king's wife. Oh, Anochi Hashem, Ushma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. No difference between those psukim and the psukim that we consider, you know, the most important psukim, and Shema Yisrael. Hakol mi pi agvura, it's all straight from Hashem. V'hakol Torah Hashem Tamima, Tahora Kedusha Emes. And it is all the Torah of Hashem, pure and complete and holy and true. V'lo na'ase Menashe etzlam kofer upoker, yosur mikol kofer acher. The king Menashe, who Chazal say, was a kofer who has lost his chelik in Olam Haba, and there's an opinion even if he was able to get it back, whether he was able to do tshuva or not. The reason he was such an extreme, considered by Chazal to be such an extreme kofer, was only because Elafi shechishev shechashav sheish b'torah tochel klipa, because he thought that in the Torah, there's a toch and a klipa. There's the inner part of the Torah, the main part of the Torah, and then there's a klipa. There's a shell of the Torah. There's the external part. The she'elu hata'arichim v'hasipurim ein to'elas v'hem. The dates and the stories of the Torah, there's no real, you know, they don't serve such a great benefit. U'Moshe midaito amram. And Moshe, he added those things in himself. Moshe decided, you know, to complete the Torah, he'll throw in some background info, and that was Moshe's own editorial additions. And that was the mistake of Menashe. He thought that there were the things that were more central, and then the things that were less central. V'zehu inyan ein Torah min hashamayim. That is the idea of someone who says ein Torah min hashamayim, the Torah is not from heaven. Amru shahu omer, that he says shakol haTorah kula mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone says the entire Torah is from Hashem. Chutz mi pasuk echad shalom amru kadosh baruch hu ela Moshe mi piyatu, except for one verse which God did not say. Moshe said that himself, right? A person who accepts the entire Torah but he says one pasuk is not from Hashem, that person is zehu ki dvar Hashem baza. That's someone who's disgracing the word Hashem. Yis'ala mimash omrim hakofrim, Hashem is above that which the kofrim say. Ela kol oth sheba yesh v'chachmos v'niflos l'misha hivinu Hashem. Every letter of the Torah, other translations of the Rambam say every word of the Torah, but every letter of the Torah contains in it chachmos v'niflos, wisdom and wonders, l'misha hivinu Hashem, to the person who Hashem has given him understanding of it. V'lo tusag tachlis chachmasa, and the pinnacle of its understanding, the end of the totality of its understanding is not, it cannot be comprehended, cannot be grasped, cannot be reached. Arucha me'eretz mida v'rachava mine yam, it's wider longer than the land and wider than the sea. Ve'ein la'adam elo l'hespalel k'mo do'en Mashiach elokei Yaakov. And a person, the only strategy, only approach left to them is to daven to Hashem, like David HaMelech did, Gal einai v'abita niflos mitorasecha. You should uncover my eyes, and then I will be able to see, to perceive the wonders of your Torah. So the Rambam here lays down in very strong terms that the Torah is one unified piece. The Rambam says that the Torah is not a book of mitzvos, which is accompanied by, you know, some background info which you know, just got thrown in to, you know, make it more readable. The Torah is not primarily those central ideas, and then there's the less important things that come along with it. The Rambam says every verse of the Torah is equally significant, and every verse, every word of the Torah, every letter of the Torah equally contains divine wisdom and wonders, and perhaps we could call it secrets. So the Rambam is laying down very clearly here. That the Torah is not the Torah as the mitzvos. It has in the mitzvos because it's the Torah. The mitzvos that we have come from the Torah because the Torah is all the word of Hashem, the exact dictation of word for word what God said. But God just as much said Shema Yisrael as he said that Bnei Yisrael were in the desert for 40 years. As much as the same that he said the names of the children of the descendants of the 70 nations and all these things. All of these are the word of Hashem, and that's what defines the Torah as the Torah, as this is word for word exactly what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote.
Why can't you still say that Hashem wrote the whole Torah, but yet there are certain psukim that are more important than others? Why can't you say the Aseret Dibros is more important than knowing what Ishmael's or Esau's wives?
So
they're both written by Hashem. Okay.
Well, so two parts to the question. One question is, why is it true? And one question is, why is it so important? Right, because we're talking about two, right, and whenever we talk about the Ikrim, we're talking on two levels. One is the fact that it's true, and the other one is that it's central. Not just that it's true, but it's very important. So, first, the point that it's true, so it seems that the Rambam understands that the Torah was entirely the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, was entirely the revelation of Ratzon Hashem, the absolute revelation of Ratzon Hashem, and that the reason the Torah is the Torah is because it was a revelation on that level. As much as in maybe in operating life principles, we could say that it's more important to know, you know, the mitzvos or whatever it is. But in terms of the significance of that, this is, you know, in this revelation, which is the absolutely clear revelation of Ratzon Hashem, that the Torah is echad like Hashem's Ratzon is echad. The Torah is one like Hashem is one, and Hashem in his Ratzon is one. Hashem is a revelation of his Ratzon. We discuss this more when we discuss, you know, what the Nevuah is, but that the Torah is the absolute revelation of Hashem's Ratzon. So that Ratzon is something where there, that just like Hashem is one, there's no, you know, Hashem doesn't split up into this is the main point of Hashem's Ratzon, and then there are other points. It's all Echad. So the Torah is also an Echad like that. In terms of why is it so important, so we discussed this a little bit a few weeks ago, but the point at which someone will say some verses in the Torah are more important than others, or some verses in the Torah were from Moshe, some were from Hashem and some were from Moshe, is the point at which anyone who doesn't like certain verses has the ability, the opportunity to say, the ones I don't like are the ones that aren't so important. Those are the ones that aren't, you know, really what Hashem said, or even if they are what Hashem said,
the jump that I don't get. Just because you say the Mepharshim, I'm guessing, don't spend a whole lot of time on when it talks about Esau's wives, or is there like a lot of commentary on why are we mentioning these pesukim? Like, what's the importance of? You can still say, you don't have to jump to the fact, well, just because it's not as important, that necessarily means that Hashem didn't write it. No one's going to have to make it. I'm perfectly fine with saying Hashem wrote the whole Torah, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of commentary when it lists, you know, like Esau's kids or wives or whatever. If it was equally important, that there would be...
So, perhaps, but perhaps not, because when the Rambam tells us that it's equally from Hashem, the way he says it is he says that it all contains Chachma and Niflaos, and he follows it up and says, and the wisdom of it is something which is not graspable by every person, which is what I kind of wanted to get to, but that seemingly implied in these words of the Rambam has to be accepted, that there is such a thing as a level of the meaning of the Torah which is beyond the simple understanding. That there's something which we refer to as Sisrei Torah, as the secrets of Torah, which is that the Torah is speaking on more than one level. And therefore, it's true that you will find much more commentary on, you know, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, or, you know, on Shema Yisrael, or things like that, that have a very, or the mitzvos, you know, things like that, which have a very accessible, revealed meaning. But I can't tell you that I'm so experienced in these things. If you open, you know, let's say, you know, Kabbalistic works or whatever it is, I imagine that there is a good deal of discussion about the verses that we would call somewhat, you know, mundane. That I couldn't tell you because I haven't learned through the Zohar so extensively, but that I imagine that there is a good deal of discussion on that. I mean, Drushim, things like that, but that the Rambam seems to be referencing something which is like you're saying that you know, if you look on a simple level, on a what we would call Pashat Pshat, right? So as much as we would say that they're both from Hashem, but you know, one of them seems to be, if someone would tell me, you know, I'm shipping off a Torah to somewhere, and I got two Torahs to send to the people in North Africa who, you know, they don't have a Torah, and one of them is missing, you know, Parshas Yisro, and one of them is missing, you know, the end of Parshas Noach. Like, which one should I give them? So it would probably tell them, you know, Parshas Yitzro is pretty important. That's got, you know, the Aseret Dibros in it. And so, but I mean, that's in just reading the Torah in a very simple understanding. But to say that, you know, that which part of the Torah has more divine wisdom in it, that's what the Rambam is saying. Every part, every letter of the Torah contains the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way that Hashem's wisdom is infinite, the Torah contains a level of wisdom or a degree of wisdom which is beyond our comprehension, beyond our ability to completely grasp it, which gives everything and puts everything on equal footing in that respect. So what I wanted to discuss now was this idea of Sisrei Torah in the Rambam, and just get a little bit of a survey of it, the reason it's a very difficult discussion. The Rambam is often pinned as a rationalist. He doesn't believe in things that are, you know, anything supernatural. He doesn't believe in anything which is not purely rational. And the idea of secrets of Torah seems to be a little bit, I don't know, maybe someone could argue the other way, but seems like something like that wouldn't fit so well with a Hashkafa, which basically said that the entire point of the Torah is, you know, just the intellectual, development that it gives a person. People will say that the Rambam says things that imply this. I don't know how much, take the Rambam in putting everything together, how to fit everything in, but the Rambam says, you know, has certain implications in certain places that the point of the mitzvos is almost as if the only point is, you know, what you learn from the mitzvah and the intellectual effect or what a person takes out of the mitzvah. If that's the idea, so Sisrei Torah, things that if the whole point of the Torah then that are beyond your understanding, don't seem to have much place in that kind of philosophical construct. And yet, I want to try and show that without getting into what the Rambam would tell you secrets of Torah are, that there clearly is such a thing in the writings of the Rambam. So the Rambam, at the end of the second chapter of Yesodei HaTorah, after describing what we would call properly metaphysics, describing the angels and the way that it starts with some of the mitzvos of Emuna, the nature of God, that God is one, that God has no body, a number of things which make up the first five ikrim, and then the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and he talks about the angels and the different levels of angels and a certain way in which God interacts with the world. And the Rambam finishes this up and he says that these things which he's described in these first two chapters here, they are a drop of in the sea of what needs to really be explained to these matters. And the explanation of everything that he's been describing in these first two chapters is what the Chachamim called Maisa Merkava. And says the Rambam, Tzivu Chachamim Arishonim, Shelo Lidrosh Bedvarim Elu, Ela Leish Echad Bilvad, that you should not speak of these things publicly, you can only tell them to a single person. V'hu sheyiyeh chacham u'meivin midaito. It should be a person who is wise and he'll be able to understand it on his own. V'achar kach mosrin lo rosh ha'prakim. A person who's reached that level where he'll be able to, work things out on his own. You tell him the rosh ha'prakim, you give him the main ideas. U'modiyan oso shemetz min adavar. And you give him a little, inkling of what's going on. V'hu maven midaito, v'yeda sovadavar v'omko. And he, works it out on his own. Now, the idea of this is, we're talking about things which cannot be conveyed in simple words. They're things that the words themselves are too limited to convey the idea. The Rambam mentions this idea in other places when he talks about what it means that Hashem is one. The Rambam discusses that we don't really have words to describe what it means that Hashem is one. We relate to one as a number. We don't mean that Hashem is one, meaning like there's only one of Him. We don't mean... He just describes that the words are limiting. So we're talking about these things. The words are limiting. And if you just had to explain it to someone who wasn't already initiated into Torah thought, the words are not going to convey an accurate idea. It has to be someone who, when you tell him the words, he can kind of fit it on his own. He'll kind of put it together and get what you're saying. So this is the Rambam is saying here, that you tell the person, you give him a hint of it, and he'll put it together on his own. V'dvarim elu dvarim amukim heim ad lema'od. And these things are very deep. The ein kol das v'das for uya l'sovlan, and not every person is able to accept these things, is able to handle these things. So the Rambam here describes that there's this area called the Maisa Merkava, and that when you teach a person these things, already a certain aspect of what we might call secrecy to them. You don't speak of them publicly. You tell them only in private. And even when you tell them in private, you don't, explicate everything. You just kind of communicate the main ideas, and the person figures it out. The Rambam in Mor Nevochim, describing the other part that the Chachamim say is not meant to be spoken about publicly, talking about Maisa Brachis. The Rambam says, Umachmas Godel Hadavar V'Roma Muso, the greatness and its loftiness, Umachmas Choser Yecholkenu Lahasig Hadvarim Hagedolim Kafi Shehem, and because of a lack of our capability to grasp these great things as they are, Ne'emru lanu advar ma'amukim asher huskuku achachma lo kislo diyanu osam. Those things which, these deep things which Hashem decided that He needed to tell us about, He told them to, they were said, b'mashalim uv'chidos. They were said with mashals, with parables, and with chidos, with riddles. U'bedvarim sesumim ma'od, in very sealed type of language. Kamosha Amruzal, Lahagid Koach Maisa Bracious, Labasar Adam E. Epshar, that telling the act of creation, explaining the act of creation in all of its full force is impossible. To explain that to mankind would be impossible. Lefikach sasam lecha kasuv breishis bar elokim. So therefore, the Torah just seals it up very, very succinctly with breishis bar elokim. The Torah doesn't get into how did God create. That's something which to fully get into that, it would be, so to speak, too complicated, too deep, too intricate for a person to grasp. Hine he'irucha ki hadvar me'ila ha'amurim sesumos. Says the Medrash right there is telling you that these things which are said in the Torah, they're sosum, they're sealed, they're not explaining everything, they're not coming clean. There are things which are deeper than what the text itself says, which are not being revealed. There's one more place which I think is the most telling, which I wanted to see, which is the Rambam at the end of his discussion of what Maimid Har Sinai was like and what exactly happened at Har Sinai. The Rambam goes at length to explain what did Moshe see, what did Moshe hear, what did Am Yisrael see and hear, and how much interaction was there, and a lot of, an attempt to go into what the experience of Har Sinai was like. And the Rambam sums it up at the end after he gets into the speech, so to speak, that Klal Yisrael heard versus the speech, the speaking of Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and the very things that he says are difficult to understand. And he says, and the reason that we know this is because Unklus tells us about it, and Unklus received it as a Masora. That's where we're going to start from. The Ha'inyanim Muflaim Ha'Na'elim Halalu, that these very lofty matters, Kfar Yadata Ki Unklus Kibel Osam Mipi Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, that Unklus received them as a tradition from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Asher Haim Chachmei Yisrael Bastam, they are the Chachmei Yisrael, the leaders of the Chachamim Yisrael. did I cut off a line? It looks like I cut off a line in my photocopying here. I did. Okay, that's my fault. But so basically, I'll just fill in the blanks of what I cut off. But the Rambam says, and you should know that it's that to explain any more than I have is it's impossible. Picking up where my cutting off ends, the words right before are efshar lehikanes lamam ad Har Sinai yoser mishur zeh. It's impossible to get any further into the what happened at Maimon Har Sinai mishur zeh shehizkiru. We can't really talk about anything more than what I mentioned. Lefishahu miklal sisrei Torah, because that is included in the category of sisrei Torah. Va'amitas oso hahasaga, and the truth of that level of comprehension. Ve'echaya matzav ba, and what exactly was the situation there? Very far removed from us. There is nothing like it. There will never be anything like it again. And the Rambam says that it's very far removed from our understanding, and the Rambam says that these are Sisrei Torah. Now, I just want to clarify why this is, I think, the most significant passage. The Rambam, as we just saw, explained that there was such a thing as the Maisa Merkava and the Maisa Bracious, and that they're, very lofty ideas that, that the Torah didn't really make them clear, and you have to teach them, you have to kind of give the hints, and the person's going to work it out on their own. And the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to Mor Nevochim that one of the focuses of Mor Nevochim is going to be filling out, developing these things, developing these ideas of what Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava was. And he says he's not going to put it all in one place because, just to say it right out, it's not going to work, and it's going to be dispersed throughout the Sefer. But he says that the goal here is to explain as much as possible these lofty ideas that he says are, need to be conveyed very carefully. That's the goal of this Sefer. Now, the Rambam, within that, he's already saying, I'm going to tell you these deep things, just tells us that there are some things, even when we're talking about Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, which are Sisrei Torah. They're the secrets of Torah. I can't tell you more than that. There's nothing more I can say. It's something which seems to be beyond in, you know, whatever the text means, whatever the Masorah is. There's something called Sisrei Torah. There's something called the secrets of Torah, which is beyond just a something which is even able to be discussed, beyond a simple understanding, beyond even a deep understanding. There's something called Sisrei Torah, depths of the Torah, which are secrets, which are much more than the face value of what the Torah is telling us. The Rambam is Kainu gave the Torah that even those verses, which we would call, you know, story time, that those verses are not just an arbitrary choice of, you know, that conveying this information, it had to be said, and therefore, you know, we'll just throw it into the Torah also. That those things also, that every part of the Torah contains these chachmos v'niflos, contains these deep secrets, these deep ideas, that it's Hashem chose the words himself. And he chose the words himself in the exact way which they were to be said, the letters, exactly how they're supposed to be said. That's Dvar Hashem, that is divine wisdom contained in those things, which is a layer of meaning and significance of the Torah, which goes beyond anything that could be written by just a human mind. Anything which could be, it's divine wisdom which goes into the writing of the Torah, which is beyond the meaning of the text. I wanted to discuss one more point. Now, before we move on, the next few pages are an excerpt from chapter 4 of the, chapter 2 of section 4 of Derech Hashem. What we're about to see, I don't want to imply that the Rambam necessarily agrees with what we're about to say, but I do think that what we're about to say is a consequence of what the Rambam was saying, that this point, that the Torah is, it's the words are inherently of value. The words are the words that God himself chose, and the consequence of that is what the Rambam was saying, that everything in it contains chachma v'niflos, things that you can't, that aren't even necessarily graspable to the mind. And see, the Derech Hashem, I think this is also a consequence of that point. I don't know if the Rambam would agree to this, but I it's very related nonetheless. The Ramchal here is discussing Talmud Torah, learning Torah, and he says that Hashem had this influence, this hashpa in the world, the primary hashpa that he had for the world, and he says that he tied it into the Torah. Kasher habore yisbarach shemo et hashpa sozos beinyan nivra mimeni yisbarach letach lezebuhu haTorah. Hashem tied his hashpa into the world, he tied that into the Torah. Kihine chiber adon baruch hu klal milos u'ma'amarim. Hashem himself put together, he was the one who authored the words and the statements, shehem klal chamisha chumshei Torah, which make up the five books of the Torah. V'kashar bahem ha'ashba hazos, and he tied into them these hashbaos, these influence, divine influences, ba'ofin yidubru, in such a way that when you speak hadiborim haheim, when you speak these words, timashich hahashpa azos lamidaber usam, that this hashpa is drawn forth to the one who speaks those words. And then he goes on to explain that certain conditions, as long as the person is not doing it with intent to make fun or to whatever it is, but that just merely speaking the words of Torah brings about a certain degree of this divine influence which is tied into the Torah. V'hine zeh pashut, it is obvious, shekol ma shetis'ala ha'askala, as much as the intellectual understanding is greater, tigdal yotzer madregas ha'ashpa shetimashich al yada, the influence will be increased through that. V'lo yishva mi sheyaskil lashon mikros levad. It will not be equivalent to somebody who just understands the verses themselves. Im mi sheyaskil kavanasim, someone who understands their deeper meanings. The person who understands more is going to tap into more into this into this effort. The Rambam, the part that I skipped here, he says, but even someone who all he does is he just understands the word, there's still something there for him. And he says, and even someone who understands nothing, they don't grasp at all what they are saying, they just have the pronunciation of the words, kvar yia em tsa'ilo lisha yechulak gam lo ktsat min ashba azos. That's already a method where some small amount of this hashba is still going to be given to him. V'nimtza rubam shel Yisrael zochim la mi ma'at umi yoser. And there, through that, all of Yisrael are able to tap into that, to connect to that, some people to a greater degree than others, but that they're able to connect to this hashba. So the Ramchal here says that just reading the words of the Torah, merely pronouncing the words, has an effect on a person. This, I think, is a result of this point, that the words of the Torah are not just words. They are the words that Hashem himself chose. These words have inherent kedusha to them because they are the words that were selected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives them an inherent sanctity, an inherent value, and therefore just pronouncing the words themselves, you are pronouncing the words which make up the Torah, which make up the revelation of Ratzon Hashem. There's one more paragraph on the last page here. The Ramchal says, Raz gadol gilu lanu chachminu zichronu levracha. Our rabbis, our sages, revealed to us a great secret. She'ilu lo hayu harashayim ozim es talmud haTorah. That if the wicked would not abandon learning Torah, sof she'ayu chozim lemutav. At the end, they would end up repenting. Ki afal pi she'ein bekocham lahamshich shum hemshech. Even though these Rishayim, that they have, they don't have the means to draw out this Kedusha from Hashem, Kvar Divrei HaTorah Mikut, the Torah itself, they remain holy. Mitzad Atzmam, on their own, in and of themselves, they are intrinsically holy. Ad Shabihasmid Ha'isek Bahem, through constant involvement in them, Yagia Mehem Pam Akar Pam Ktasis Oros, each time, there'll be some small spark of his oris, of awakening, of arousal, the humash, and until eventually it's going to overcome them and it's going to bring them back. The humash amru chachmenu zichronu levracha. This is the meaning of that which Chazal say in Medrash and Eicha. Halavai osi azvu v'sorasi shamaru. If only the wicked, they would abandon me, but still keep the Torah, meaning still have the Torah. Shahama'or Shaba Machziran Lamutav, that the light, the illumination of the Torah, would return them, Lamutav, would return them to good. Says the Ramchal, really say Chazal, that even if a person would abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he would still keep the Torah, with the qualification that the Ramchal goes on to say, that he's not learning it as a joke, he's at least learning it like any other body of wisdom, like he would learn any other Chachma, but if he would just read the Torah, that itself, the words themselves, even when a person has abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the words of the Torah are inherently Kadosh, and even a person who's not learning it as divine wisdom, as long as he's not learning it as a joke, but even a person who's not looking at it as divine wisdom, he's just looking at it as a book that maybe he can learn something from, the words themselves have kedusha, and that has an impact on the person, as the ability to be mashpia on a person to bring him back. And it is, I think, I don't know if the Rambam would agree to this. Like I said, the Rambam himself may say that even though there are secrets of Torah, I don't know if that's something that, you know, just reading the words the Rambam would tell you has, you know, an automatic impact. It could be, he would say, I don't know. But at the very least thing here is that the Torah is, Hashem authored it himself, he wrote the words, and the Ramchal then says, the words themselves have Kedusha. And this is the result of that same point, that the Torah is not just, the mitzvos had to go somewhere, and here's where the mitzvos are. The Torah is the writing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Ratzon Hashem translated into the words that Hashem himself chose, and therefore the Torah has an inherent value in just being the words of the Torah, that those are the words of Hashem.